Your brand voice is kind of like its own character, almost out of a story, out of a book. Think of your favorite characters that you love. They have their own entity and they feel so real. And especially nowadays, when people are bombarded by ads and so many brands, you want your brand voice to feel authentic, to feel real, because you want to build trust with your ideal customers, because that's what's going to get you customers, clients, sales at the end of the day.
Welcome to the Society Gal podcast, where trailblazing female entrepreneurs and creatives come together to spark change and build their dreams. This is where your passion meets purpose, and together, we're crafting a future where everyone has the tools to succeed.
Hello, welcome to the Society Gal podcast, and we are so excited to have Aileen with us today to talk all about brand voice, blogging, and just her amazing copywriting skill set and expertise she's going to share with us for copywriters out there, but also for people who are looking for copywriters and the value of them in our business. So let's talk about you, your story. Let's talk about how you got to where you are, really helping others with their brand voice and copywriting and just storytelling in their business.
Well, I really have just always been a storyteller through and through. That's kind of part of me, who I am. And so in college, I got a degree in marketing and in digital media productions, and I would be writing PR pieces for friends' businesses, local businesses, things like that. And then when I graduated, I actually wanted to go into entertainment storytelling. So television, movies, that kind of stuff. And I worked at an agency for about 2 years. And I really liked it, but I felt like I was so separated from the stories and the writing that we were told. And there were so many people involved in that type of storytelling. And I felt like I wanted to do more hands-on work with clients that I cared about and have my own clients where we could kind of see the fruits of our labor, so to speak, just us, and do it together and create these amazing stories based on your brand. And so that's when I left the agency and started my own business as a copywriter. And I work with all sorts of amazing business owners, primarily a lot of female entrepreneurs, definitely in the online coaching space, and then a lot of small businesses as well. And I help them craft the story of their business. So we create their brand voice, and then we do all types of copy based off of that. But we definitely start with finding their true brand voice that relates to their ideal customer market, and then creating that foundation for the rest of their copywriting. And I get to work with great people, and it's awesome to help kind of showcase their businesses and their story.
I love that. I love your whole writing journey and how you fell in love with working with businesses or people personally. So let's talk about the brand voice, because that's a big part of what you help people do, is helping people connect to it and strengthen it and make it a really foundational piece in their business. So why does every business need a brand voice? Like, what is so important about having this in your business?
Yeah, well, I always say your brand voice is, it's kind of like its own character, almost out of a story, out of a book. Like, think of your favorite characters that you love. They have their own entity and they feel so real. And especially nowadays, when people are bombarded by ads and so many brands, you want your brand voice to feel authentic, to feel real, because you want to build trust with your ideal customers, because that's what's going to get you customers, clients, you know, sales at the end of the day. And so brand voice, your brand voice, is really a combination of, especially because I work with entrepreneurs and small businesses, they think it's, you know, them, but it's you plus your ideal customer market. So it's kind of a combination of those two things. And so I work with a lot of clients who have trouble finding their brand voice. It's them plus what's your audience. And that kind of combines into its own little entity of your brand voice. And having consistency with your brand voice across multiple platforms, that's how you're going to build trust with customers, and that's how you're going to get sales.
Yeah. And when you talk about that trust factor, that authentic factor, I think we often think, okay, how can we both be the most authentic to people, or how people are receiving us authentically? But like you said, it's that trust, but it's because you and of yourself know who you are, right? Like, you know who you are authentically. And I think when you're the most authentic version of yourself, that's when people are going to be able to trust you the most. I mean, that's where it's not just trying to be personable because everyone else is being personable that you see across social media or like how they are. But like how I think, you know, the process you take people through, right, are just that's digging deeper into who they really are, like characteristics and values, and not just how can we look authentic, right? Because it's a deeper thing.
It's totally a deeper thing. The best brand voice for your brand, you have to go into the research of what your ideal customer market is, because then you can understand their likes, their dislikes, their fears, their hopes, their dreams. And you can incorporate that into your brand voice of, you know, how are we solving that for you? Why are we the answer for you? So that when your ideal customer reads your copy, they feel like they're reading their diary. They feel like, oh, this is, they're talking to me. You know, this is what I need. This is who I am. Like, I need to buy or book with this company. And I think that's kind of where you get with doing really good research into and putting that effort into your brand voices. You build this foundation of really knowing your customers and really speaking to them. And so you get that authenticity and that trust, and it converts so much faster than anything else.
And I don't know if we did this right in the beginning, but can you re-explain like kindergarten explanation of brand voice, because there's lots of brand terms, I think, and marketing terms of what is it, you know, what is a brand voice? I think there's lots of terms out there that people might get confused with. So at kindergarten terms, what is a brand voice in a business?
It's what comes across when someone reads your copy. It's your tone. It's your like point of view that you're using. It's the words that you use. It's kind of the, like, when someone reads it, what are they feeling? You do research into your brand voice so that you have consistent copy everywhere, and that everything you read sounds like you, sounds like this entity that is your business. So you kind of need to find the entity of that business and then detail exactly who it is, what it is, who it's serving, how do they do that, and how are you going to speak to your ideal customer market? And then that becomes your brand voice. And so the consistency of that is really key. Are you friendly? Are you sassy? Are you approachable? Are you serious? The content that you focus on in your branding and your brand voice, like what are some top content pillars for your ideal customer market? Do they want to hear more? If you're a female entrepreneur, business advisor, business counselor, do your customers want to know about the types of frameworks that are best for female entrepreneurs, like setting them up for success using different types of tech? You know, so you're kind of getting into the specifics of your customer basis and also how you talk to them and also why you created your business, what it does, who it is, how you serve them and your tone. And so I think that all kind of encompasses, it's a long way.
Yeah, I think it's a lot deeper than people think it is. Like, I think people think it's a little simpler when we say brand voice. Oh, it's a tone of voice you use.
Right.
But I think it's a really just a deeper understanding of your brand. I mean, we're all content machines when it comes to entrepreneurship. We have to be for someone to notice our business and to see our business. And so I think that's such a key part. I mean, you talked about it earlier. It's really just the foundation, right, of your business. And when you talked about consistency, I think that people helps people recognize, like they go on your profile and they say, oh, I know who this is. Mm-hmm. Like, I know who's talking right now. And it's crazy probably how little like just terms and tweaks and uses of words just make a huge difference on you standing out, right? Like for your business, right?
I had one client, she was like, I never want to use hope. She wanted to use will, like, this is going to happen. Like, she didn't want to put, like, it's just so specific to your brand. She didn't want to make people feel like it's just hopeful. She wanted it to be like, we're going to get you there. Mm. Like, I think she worked with a lot of clients where they were like stressed, and she didn't want to just put hope in them. She wanted to feel like manifested, they're going to get there. It's happening for you and you deserve it. And so it just can get so nitty gritty in the specific words that you use. But I think it all comes down to a big kind of deep dive into your brand voice. I always have, when I work with clients, we go through kind of multiple steps of the brand voice. I usually work with the heads of small businesses or entrepreneurs. So I'm kind of working with the top, and we discover the brand voice together, or we remake it, and we'll go through, what's your relationship with your brand? Why did you start it? Get that piece of you. Now let's do research into your customer market and who are they? Their likes, dislikes, fears, hopes, et cetera. They're like that demographic. And then let's kind of combine those and also look at the social media pieces that you're putting out currently that you really like, that are going the direction you want it to. What do those look like? What are those saying? And then you kind of take all three things together and you're like, okay, here's where you want to go with what you're saying and how you're talking and who you're addressing, and that kind of helps create the brand voice.
Yeah. And I loved your example of just that shift of messaging that changes a whole bit. Like that changed her whole business and who she attracted.
Yeah.
You know, like just that, like instead of hope, you know, we're going to do this. And it probably was her energy of just like, this is my energy. This is what I'm putting out. And her clients probably, those were her clients like that she wanted to work with. I mean, that's just a slight shift, but that makes a whole difference in the whole copy that everything you do.
And that's why the customer research portion of your brand voice is so important, because she knew, based on being in the industry for a little while and who she enjoyed working with, she wanted people who were ready for it to not be hopeful, but for it to be like the plan. That's what's happening. We are going to do this together. And those were the clients that she wanted. She didn't want people who were like, yeah, maybe I'm excited, hopeful about that. She wanted people who were ready to do the work with her and make it happen. And so I think really knowing who you are addressing is everything in your copy.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are like, how do you niche? What are you niche? But like, when you think of an industry, there are so many tiny itty bitty niche, you know, like paths that you can go to.
I think with any business, all you can do is just start and sell it. I think you just have to go and you have to do it. And eventually over time, you're going to find what types of clients suit you best and suit your company best. And then you can niche down in your copy more and more and really appeal to those.
I think it takes that data. I think it takes that experience. And we're going to talk about this next, but hiring a copywriter, you know, there's a time and a place, I think, to hire a copywriter and when to hire one. Because I think, like you're saying, we all need experience in our business first to have the data to use to then speak to that client. I think we all have to go general and go deep down. I think a lot of us rush to like find that client, but we need experience with the clients, with our service, with their products, to actually understand the response and like actually get to know, like start relationships with our clients. But then when we do hire a copywriter, right, it's so much easier from your experience. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, hiring a copywriter or the copywriter that is being hired. But we're speaking to both people. What should we look for, and what should, or who should we be as copywriters?
I tell all clients and copywriter friends now, I will not do anything unless we have a brand voice meeting, because it's just kind of pointless. It's such a foundational piece to everything that you can't just kind of jump in and write copy that's going to do well unless you understand the whole meaning behind it, like the end goals, the brand voice. Where is this brand going? Who does this brand want to be? Who is this brand talking to? This general blog, you're not going to get the depth and or the SEO research to do a great job. And so for copywriters, I tell everyone, you know, have a brand voice meeting before you write anything, because it's just going to help every piece that you write be way more specifically geared to exactly what that company is looking for. And for clients, I won't do anything unless we have a brand voice meeting. Because it just feels kind of pointless.
I mean, like as copywriters, I hope you're listening to this too. Yeah. Or people who want to hire a copywriter, because I personally have hired copywriters in my business, early in my business, that was just like, let me just get a project outsourced. Let me just get one outsourced and I'll just do it. And I was never satisfied until I did the brand voice work when I was more experienced in my business. And I think a lot of us, probably raise your hand who are listening to this, have had that experience where you're like, why am I not getting the results I want to get? And it's because you don't have the understanding of your brand voice. And the copywriter probably doesn't either. I love that when you're looking for someone, or if you are a copywriter, adding that into the process, or knowing that you need to go through that process with somebody to get really quality work. I mean, that's great. I mean, because we have AI, we have all sorts of stuff, but like when you want really quality work from a real copywriter with skills that knows you so well or knows your business so well, I think that's a huge difference in quality.
Yeah, I always tell people, I think AI is a really fun tool. I think of AI as a brainstorming tool, basically. Like a mathematician will use a calculator. I will use AI as a brainstorming tool for me in my creative process. Like, oh, I don't like this word. What's our other examples I could use? And I like that. I don't like that. You know, I'll pick and choose and write my own stuff from it. But in terms of overarching strategy, that's what you need a copywriter for. Because if you want to create a brand voice strategy that appeals to your ideal customer base, that keeps your copy consistent across all platforms, which is really important for building trust with your customers, you need a really good copywriter who understands brand voice strategy. That's how you're going to create an overarching system that works for getting and keeping consistent clients. I've yet to see an AI tool that can create a copy strategy and dive in depth into brand voice with CEOs and entrepreneurs, talk it out, brainstorm. So I think that's what a copywriter is truly for.
Yeah, I love that. I love that, that gold nugget for everyone who's listening. We were talking about consistency and cohesiveness, but like, again, like being content machines where we have to be on Instagram and TikTok or whatever platforms our clients are on or where we're showing up is what we're going to talk about next. Is just like the ease of being able to write copy and show up with content, even just talking content, you know, showing up on face to camera kind of thing. But any type of content you're putting out there, the strength of it and the ease of it becomes insanely better compared to before when you have no idea what you're, you know, when you don't know how to like portray what you want to say. I think there that's where like brand voice bridges that gap. You're like, oh, now I know how to say this the right way. That's going to speak to my client.
Yeah.
That's what that like it's a bridge to that.
And then you can tell pretty fast on social media if brands are just kind of spam dumping content because it just feels like, what are you doing? Like you can't really get the voice. You don't get the empowerment. You don't understand who they're serving and what they're trying to do. But brands that do have consistent brand voice, you can just feel it. You read it and you're like, oh, I like that. Oh, I feel like I know who they are. I feel like I know what they want me to do. And it just makes all the difference. Definitely.
And it looks like they know what they're doing too. You know? You said before, when we were talking before this, how it not only builds trust, but builds trust faster.
So fast.
Yeah. So fast, which I love the speed. So let's talk about another great topic. Now we got the brand voice, really explaining that and the importance of it. I think that goes well into what we're going to talk about next, which is why is blogging necessary and is not dead? I think that's such a misconception of like blogging so old, like it's so dead. There's no point in blogging. And why is it still relevant today? Like, why is it still a superpower in your business and why do we need it?
Blogging is kind of the hidden superpower because people don't think it's really big, but it's kind of controlling a lot of things. Blogging is huge, first for SEO, really three reasons: for SEO, for trust building, and then for long form content repurposing. So for SEO, blogging is everything because if you're doing 2 to 4 blogs a month, you will see results. 4+, you're going to see results fast. And that just boosts your SEO so quickly. It gets you leads on Google because you are, especially if you put in the SEO research and the brand voice research, you are appealing to your ideal customer market fast with things that they are most likely Googling. And so then your blogs are popping up and they're like, oh, I should read this. And then you're building that trust pretty immediately through SEO, which is really fun. And then also with long form content, I think we all saw that like 50 part TikTok story and people
were talking about that.
And I just think people like things are moving so fast and you're watching so many fast videos. People still do appreciate the long form content where they can read and understand and feel like they get to know your brand in kind of a long form way. And that does build trust really well, especially if you have a good email list and you can refer back to blogs and you kind of get that like jump between where they feel like they're getting to know your brand in depth. And then they're way more likely to buy that way. It's a huge trust building component to blogs.
Yeah, I like how you mentioned the 50 part TikTok. It's because people still desire long form content. I think we really think, oh, you know, the short videos are so entertaining. But for people to like really the storytelling piece that you're talking about or people to really connect with you, people all desire still long form content. I think continually content will still turn to long form content like Google blogs. YouTube is huge and where TikTok wants to go more towards is long form content. So it's like, it's always going to be there and it's going to be a big part of our content. So let's break that down a little bit because we talked about the SEO and being found online, building trust and long form content repurposing and how blogs are just amazing. Okay, so let's go into SEO. What can someone do right now? What's kind of the overview of SEO? Because SEO, people hear that and they're like, cringe. Like I don't want to understand it. I don't want to learn about it. I know that from a lot of people. So what can someone do now to just start researching, building ideas, and just really actually start getting momentum at SEO? What does someone need to do that?
Hey, this is Dana from Society Gal, and I wanted to take a quick break to tell you about the Society Gal Academy, the exclusive membership that helps entrepreneurs like you launch, grow, and scale your business. Join weekly expert-led workshops, access to on-demand courses, and connect with a supportive network of go-getters just like you. Are you ready to elevate your business? Visit Society Gal Academy today.
Yeah, totally. I do think SEO can be a little scary for people, and that's totally fair, but it doesn't have to be. I like to think that I am just trying to work with the Google bots, and even Google doesn't fully understand the Google bots. But basically, SEO is pretty much Google's way of making sure that you are providing quality content that is authentic. Google is just trying to connect users to brand companies and people that they want. And so they're just trying to be that in between to connect, which seems so simple, right? But they're trying to be that in between to give users a really, really, really good quality system, quality experience. And so if you are providing really good quality on your website, you will have good SEO. And so what that means is knowing your audience, because Google wants to connect the right audience to the right end website. And so knowing like brand voice, I think, is first and foremost the building block foundation for all good copywriting and even for good SEO, because you have to know your ideal demographic of who you're talking to start doing SEO research on those customers. Because once you know those people, then you can kind of jump into SEO research about what those people are looking for on Google. And a great way to start doing that, I really love Ubersuggest, because you can do like a free trial. Or I think you can just make a login for free, and you can even put your website in there and see how it's doing, and it'll tell you different SEO pings that maybe aren't so good and things you can fix. You can also use it for keyword research based on your ideal customer demographic. And then another good tool is for people, I just suggest Google search, honestly, like do an incognito browser. As long as you know your ideal demographic, you can kind of pretend you are that ideal demographic. And what would they be Googling? Look up those things and then scroll down to the Google search suggestions and see what they suggest based on what you put in. And that can sometimes give you a really good look at what people are looking up and what you need to add to your website. Like if you are a small business owner that sells, I don't know, like sells pottery, and you're like, oh, unique pottery pieces, and you Google that, and then it actually pops up that people are looking up unique pottery pieces, like free meeting to design one, or unique pottery pieces template for how to like create a unique piece. You will get so much interesting SEO research just kind of doing that look into your ideal customer market. And then you can use those pieces to be like, oh, what if I made a template for this, like a free template? And that'll pop up when they Google it. Oh, what if I add a blog about this? How do you make unique pottery pieces? Here's my free template for designing unique pottery pieces. Book with us, you know? So you can just add those SEO pieces into your website kind of automatically based off of the research that you do. And those are just like two easy free tools to get started. Of course, there are other more in-depth ones as well.
Yeah. And it helps you get really specific, because you said before, to get momentum in SEO or ranking or people to find you is like 2 to 4 blogs a month. And that sounds like a lot. You're like, the idea is like, where are they going to come from? How are we going to have that many blogs? But like you were talking about, like it gets really specific on like tiny itty bitty things. And a blog, I mean, it's long, but it's not that long. Yeah. It's really not that long to talk about a topic. And you could break that one topic into 5 more topics and get specific in sections of the topics and link that to, you know, like there's so many things you could talk about. So I think that's an overwhelming thing too, is like, how am I going to talk about all these things? But I like how you said, once you start learning your audience and understanding what they want, you can get really specific. And I think the more specific blogs are the better ones too.
Oh yeah. Cause then you're really appealing to your ideal customer base, and you're definitely putting out what they are trying to find. And that's where you're going to get great SEO, because Google is just trying to connect users to end products that they are looking for. And so if you know exactly what they're looking for and you add those keywords and all that stuff into your website, you're going to have great SEO.
And when it's really specific, it really speaks to people. Like they're like, oh, you're like an expert.
Yeah.
I'm building that trust, right? Like, like we were talking about before or yesterday of just, you know, you can put out a blog that's AI written or just a general blog, but it's just, you're not going to get that conversion or response when it's just a general looking blog that just has words in it. When it gets super specific and with that tone and voice and wordage and everything, and topic that's super specific, man, I mean, that's really powerful.
Yeah. When you have strategy and consistent brand voice, you're going to get results fast. Yeah,
and we were talking about, well, I mean, my personal experience too, is just the leads that come from Google or from copy on the website. Like those are probably my most high, the highest quality leads are the ones that come on my website. I mean, that's because my website's really well done. I have had lots of copy brand voice done. I've had all that done. But when leads come on my website, I mean, they're just like, yeah, I'm ready. Like, let's go. Compare it to TikTok. When you're doing like TikTok is just like, they're not very nurtured on TikTok compared to someone gets on your website and can like dig into the blogs, dig into the, you know, the whole about me section and homepage, you know, all that stuff and really understand you. There's a reason why you want people on your website, right? It's not just because, you know, it's good to pop up on Google. It's like, no, the conversions and the leads are really high quality from your website.
I think you'll get a lot of traffic from TikTok, but you're not going to get like a lot of conversions. And I think I think TikTok and Instagram and Facebook ads, like all that is huge for getting the traffic, but you have to have the strategy because when you're, once you're bringing it in, you have to have that funnel so that you are building trust once they're kind of in that funnel, because you're going to get them in from those, you know, ads or from just like the sheer amount of social media that you're doing, but then you're not going to get them conversions without the really good brand voice strategy on your website, on your blogs, on your email list. You know, you got to kind of get that sales funnel going.
Yeah. And let's talk about how blogs are also amazing when it comes to repurposing.
Yes.
I think all of us work so backwards and like, let's create this like caption and like spend an hour on this caption or this video on TikTok and then the trends or whatever. Repurposing the long form content of blogs. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. It all kind of comes back to your content pillars, honestly, with your business and what you focus on and who your ideal, I mean, of course, the brand voice, it comes back to the brand voice, who your ideal customer market is. Because then if you put in the foundational work to do the brand voice and then to do the SEO and then to do the blogs based on the SEO and the brand voice, you will have some really good quality blogs that then even if you have like three blogs, you can pull like 20 social media content pieces from that. So I think it's worth it to do the blogs first and really do the research and put the effort into them, because then they're going to be so poignant to everything else you're doing on your social media. Because then it will, you know, you can pull a million pieces from the blog. It's so easy to repurpose content. And then it all correlates because you can kind of link back to the blog on your social media or on your email list. And then everything is working together in tandem to build trust. If they like that piece of content and then they end up back on your website or reading that blog, they get that longer form where they get to kind of build a rapport with you and build trust with you. So I think it's so genius for that. Like, why? Don't spend an hour on a social media caption. Spend a couple hours on a long blog that you can pull 20 captions from, you know?
Exactly. And I mean, everyone knows like when you write, sit down and write something, the creative process of writing, whether you're hiring someone, but a lot of people may just be doing it themselves. But if you sit down and you write things out yourself, I mean, it's a whole process in like discovering how to say things a certain way, or, oh, an idea came up to talk to my, you know, audience in this way or this topic. So that whole creative process brings in so much content itself.
Content.
Right? Yeah. Like, yeah, you can hire a copywriter, but also, I mean, I think there's gold in you doing it yourself. And even when you do hire a copywriter, however you work with them, there's still that creative energy of like, oh, there's this idea or this feedback, or like, you know, I saw it in this way, and oh, that brought an idea to you for a piece of content. But I mean, if anything, creating content, like any long form content is the way to go.
Oh yeah. I just feel like it's so much easier because you'll have a strategy out for like 3 to 4 months if you do the long form content in the beginning. And then instead you're not like, what should I write? Like, what caption should I do? You're like, oh, I know, I have all these blogs and I'll do a million pieces from the blogs, you know?
Yeah. And just, I mean, like even just being on your Instagram story or whatever and be like, hey, now you can read more on the blog.
Yeah.
Like that is gold. Like that's gold. Like, oh, here's a, you know, I'm a photographer. So like, here's a Tahoe elopement, and this is the one I posted about. Okay, here's a blog on how to elope in Tahoe. Yeah. And it's a full, you know, that's like a, you know, people are like, oh, trust. She knows what she's talking about, right? And they people desire that, you know, people who are looking at your short form content, they're ready for more, and they're ready for a YouTube video, they're ready for a podcast, they're ready for a blog that can like tell them more about you and to learn from you. You know, that's what they're waiting for.
Yeah, I have a lot of clients who kind of do that cycle where they kind of nurture and get some leads on TikTok and socials. And then they kind of lead them to the podcast, which leads them to the blog, which leads them to the email list, which leads them back to the blog. Mm-hmm. And then they're in a bit of a trust building funnel with the podcast and the blog and the emails. And then they buy, and then they buy again, and then they buy again.
Yeah, bringing them in. But I mean, when you're just dropping short form content, it's like,
yeah,
it's kind of leaving stuff on the table, I think.
Yeah, totally.
What we were just talking about was kind of the client you were speaking on and a coach in their launch. But yeah, you just speak to that real fast of just how you kind of walk them through this content strategy and everything to launch their product or their offer.
Yeah, so I primarily work in writing websites and launch copy. And so I will get a lot of clients that are, you know, launching a new service or a new product or just some sort of new offer. And I do storytelling copywriting. And so we do the brand voice first and we discover the brand voice or recreate it if they want something new for their launch, if they're kind of redoing it in ahead of whatever's coming out, you know? And so we'll do the brand voice and then we'll actually do the website first and we will just have that ready to go for the launch.
Website
and then,
copy.
Sorry. Website copy. Sorry. Website copy.
She's not a designer, people. I've been working with a designer.
I work with a great designer, Lizzie Grant at White Point Creative, if you need a designer, but I do website copy. And so we do the website copy first, and then we will strategize once that's like wrapped up. A lot of the time when you do the website copy and the brand voice and the SEO, then you have like a million ideas for blogs because you've kind of gone through all this content, put it up on your website, and you know, okay, what are like a bunch of other topics that come out of all the work we did? So then we'll do the blogs and we'll usually write 3 to 4, have them ready to go and start actually like kind of pre-launching them to get traffic for the full launch. And then we'll strategize probably like 10 to 12 and just have them ready to go for the future outlined and stuff. And then from the few long form that we do, we'll pull social media captions. And then we'll also write a welcome sequence and a sales sequence for emails as well. So we can get people kind of going on the social medias, coming to the blogs, doing the email list, back and forth, emails, blogs, LinkedIn posts, social media posts, but it's all correlated to your content pillars that appeal to your ideal demographic. And then we'll like get people on the kind of pre-buy through the email list. And then we'll launch and then we'll have sales because we've been doing that whole nurturing process.
Yeah. So. And I think it can seem really overwhelming of like the amount of content that goes into something like that. But I think it just all goes back to that long form content first. I think you're going to spend way more time just thinking about what you want to write.
Yeah.
If you're just trying to do short form stuff, because it's easier. But like you said, you guys did the website, you did the long form stuff first, and then you're breaking it down and it was so much easier. And we were talking about it yesterday, the room for creativity when you're able to do that, right? Someone can spend so much time just thinking and not doing. But when we have that content, I mean, then you don't have to have these, you know, I don't know, people or strategies that are like, here's some how you can create content or think of content ideas. We have a content piece that has 20 ideas right here. So I think that flow, it just will make you way more confident in your business, right? And way more just like ready to go, ready to serve.
And I think that's everything, right? I think if you do the research and kind of that discovery at the beginning with the brand voice and you know your ideal demographic, then everything is so much easier with kind of creating the long form and creating the smaller social media pieces. Because at the end of the day, if you're providing quality and you're providing consistency, you're going to get returns. You're going to get sales. You're going to get clients. You're going to get customers that love you and trust you because they feel like they know you.
Yeah. Quality. Let's all work for the quality. A lot of us, you know, some of us are maybe listening to this from the discovery stage of their business very early where you're trying to figure out what you want to do. But I think that's just the biggest learning lesson for all of us is like just quality. Like if you work on the quality, it is harder at first, but then it makes everything easier. How you work with your clients, how they work with your products, like everything just really comes together a lot easier when you work on the quality first, for sure. Because that trust, right? You get the best clients with trust. You get the best people who want to buy from you with trust.
And you know your clients too. So you really are appealing to the right people.
You know how to serve them, right?
You know how to be the answer to their prayers almost. Like you know what they need and you're putting that out there in a quality way. And so they're going to go with you over other competitors. And I think when I work with clients, I definitely find that a lot of the time they're a little overwhelmed with all the copy that they have to do for the launch. And I'm like, okay, well, let's start with the brand voice, the website, and then website copy, and then the long form pieces. And then you're going to see pretty quickly, we have everything we need to do the massive amount of copywriting for the launch because we did the foundational prep work to really understand who you are, what you're saying, and who you're saying it to. You know, it provides a lot of, oh, we're doing a lot of work, but it's worth it. And I understand what's happening now.
Yeah, you know, so much power, so much power in the brand voice and long form content, especially with blogging. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing all about that. I think there are so many gold nuggets and just amazing things for copywriters to think about, but also people who are wanting to really just put out more quality content and to reach their people. in a better, more quality way. So before we end, I would love to hear just a failure turn learning lesson, or a learning lesson, however you want to call it, in your business that you've had and that you've learned from.
I am such a perfectionist. And I mean, especially with copy, you know, but I think I've gotten to the point where I can tell people, oh, I'm not sure about that, in terms of if I don't know something, or if it's like a new software that I'm not aware of, because this industry is always growing and changing. There are new SEO search tools, like all these things. And so I'll get every once in a while, someone will be like, oh, are you using this tool? And I'm like, I'm actually not familiar with that one. But in the process of kind of just admitting that, because you can't be perfect on everything, I usually build so much more trust and rapport with my clients and be like, oh, I actually don't know that one that well, but like, let's figure it out together. Or that's a great new thing I can learn. And then I learn so much more, and I feel like I know so much more because I'm open to admitting that I don't know everything, you know?
Just willing. I mean, yeah. I love people who are willing to learn. It's like, hey, let's work on it together. Let's figure it out.
That looks really cool. Let's try it out. And now I know a new software, you know? So I think it's worth it to just be like, oh, I'm just
transparent.
And I don't know everything, you know?
Yeah. Honesty, transparency goes a really long way. So I love that. Thank you so much. So thank you for being on. Oh, this is amazing. And just, I would love to, for everyone to find you. So where can everyone find you, connect with you on socials or website?
Yeah, my website is probably the best, ahgwriting.com. It's based off Eileen Harrison Garcia, because I added my hubby's last name to mine. So ahgwriting.com. And you can find my Instagram as well. I believe it's also AHG Writing. But if you want help, I have a few freebies that are really, really fun and can get you started on getting your copy like up to the next level. Feel free to sign up for my email list on the homepage of my website. It's at the bottom. And you can kind of put in, there are little points where you can put in what you're interested in. And if you're interested in my free products, just put copy products. And I have a really great how to find your brand voice journal. That's a freebie. And I will send that to you. I also have a really great website homepage copy template with SEO and how to do that, how to make your homepage better. That's a freebie. So if you're interested in those, sign up for my email list. I'll pop them to you. I think those are great places for people who maybe they're not ready to hire a copywriter or whatever they have going on and they want to upgrade their copy, or if they just want to start to get to know me, check that out. I also have a contact page on my homepage and we can do a free 15-minute meeting. So if you're interested, check that out as well.
Yay, awesome. Thank you, Eileen, so much for being on. And there is so many great things that you shared. So thank you so much.
Thank you. This is so fun. Thanks for having me.